As the U.S. war against Iran rages on, strategists in and around the White House are growing increasingly panicked over rising energy costs and their impact on voters, who they fear will overwhelmingly reject Republican candidates in the upcoming midterm elections, Politico reported Monday. Launched by President Donald Trump on the 28th of February, the U.S. war against Iran has sent oil prices soaring. The average cost of a gallon of gasoline has risen by more than $1 since the war began. This is the single largest month-over-month increase since gas price tracking began in 1967 under former President Lyndon B. Johnson. Despite Trump's claim that gas prices may decrease in the United States by November, strategists close to him say that no amount of rhetoric will save the GOP in the face of increased energy prices. The rhetoric around this stuff matters way less than the reality, said a person close to the White House, speaking with Politico. It either will be, or it won't be. If we don't see the $3 gallon of gas, we're gonna get killed. The average cost of a gallon of gas was $4.05 as of the 1st of April. Trump's own energy secretary, Chris Wright, recently acknowledged that it could very well be 2027 before the average price for a gallon of gas drops below $3. That could happen later this year. That might not happen until next year, Wright told CNN's Jake Tapper on Sunday. The rising oil prices have largely been caused by Iran's partial closure of the Strait of Hormuz, a critical shipping waterway through which a fifth of the world's oil trade flows. The Strait of Hormuz was briefly reopened to all vessels over the weekend before being closed to U.S. aligned vessels again on Sunday, in response to the U.S. naval blockade. Tehran accused the blockade of being a violation of the temporary ceasefire agreement between Washington and Iran.